Are you ready to uncover hindrances blocking your dreams? Welcome to Reveal the Diamond Within podcast. I'm your host, author, and national pageant winner, Joanna Harabedian. Through thought-provoking interviews, inspiring stories, and teachings, we help you shine in the four pillars of strength for emotional, spiritual, physical, and financial breakthrough. It's time to step into your God-given greatness. It's your time to shine. Welcome to Reveal the Diamond Within. I am your host, Joanna Harabedian, and today we have a powerful guest speaker, and we're going to be talking about overcoming bullies. And this is especially going to be great for our kids because there are so many kids that are being bullied in school. They're being harassed. They're being mobbed at school, and they don't know how to defend themselves. And they don't even know their own self-value. You know, maybe you as a parent or as the adult, you were bullied as a kid or you've been bullied at work. Well, let me tell you, today we have an incredible guest. His name is Dr. Breakthrough, Stan Harris. He is a 10th degree black belt, one of only 200 in the world to have that title. And he's been voted into the Hall of Martial Arts Fame and motivational speaking. And let me tell you, we have a powerful message, a breakthrough message for you today. And I'm going to now, without further ado, introduce Dr. Breakthrough. Welcome so much to the show. I am so excited to have you share today.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited, again, for the people that will be helped through this broadcast, because many years ago, if I could have heard something like what we're about to talk about, it would have really helped me and even expedited my breakthrough, so I'm excited about this. I want to start up with something very powerful I want everybody to get, and we're going to talk about it more in depth, and that is the breakthrough occurs when you beat the bullies on your brain. Now, some outside bullies. But the main bully I had to learn to break was the bullies on my brain, which is the low self-esteem and the doubt and the second guessing yourself and thinking you're nobody and all that. So I'm looking forward to it. Let's go have some fun.
Let's do it. You know, and so Dr. Breakthrough, I'd like you to share some brief highlights of your story, because you were almost beaten for, you know, at 6 years old to death. So share with everyone your beginnings and how you overcame that and what happened with you.
Yes. So unfortunately, my dad left when I was three, and he never came home, never called, never sent mom any money. And a lot of times, sometimes the hardest pain is that neglect. That's the most, you know, worst kind of abuse is neglect. And yeah. Then as a six-year-old boy, I'm out in the middle of a field playing, and a gang of teenagers came my way. And I was so afraid, I like froze my tracks. And one of them grabbed me, punched me in the stomach, and knocked out of me, and they start beating all of them. I'm crying. I'm a six-year-old boy. They're teenagers. I'm like, help. I'm calling for my mom. I'm calling for, and you know, they're beating all over me. And then they pick me up and they slam me on the ground. I'm a six-year-old boy. I'm screaming for pain. I'm screaming for help. And then they flip me over where I'm face up, and they start stomping all over me and kicking all over me. And a guy took a great big old bucket of tar, poured it on my face, poured it on my body, literally, and threw feathers on me and left me there to die out in the middle of the field.
My God.
Somebody found me and rushed me to the hospital, right? And got me taken care of. But my, you know, so I just, you know, when things like that happen, you start thinking something's wrong with you. And I end up being physically abused. One of my mom's boyfriend beat me with a steel choker chain for a dog, a fiberglass bone arrow set. I've been, like I say, not just physically abused, but sexually abused, and obviously verbally abused, just racially abused, every kind of abuse you can think of, right? And so my life was just a total mess. And I'm like, man, there's nothing to live for. And I was like in a hopeless situation. Mm-hmm. And somebody that's watching me today, you might be in a lot of pain, and you might be feeling like a hopeless situation. And I don't understand, my friend, all of this, but I do know there's voices in your head. And those voices in your head are telling you you're no good. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. You know, the theme of my life used to be nobody cares. And since nobody cares, I don't care. And when you get to that place, my friend, then literally it's like Satan starts speaking to your mind. It's like, just kill yourself. You're no good. And so I tried to commit suicide on two occasions. I'll never forget. First, I got a knife, and I put it right on my belly button. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just a big old butcher knife. And I'm like, I'm just going to kill him. I'm crying. No, nobody cares. I don't care. Oh, you're going to kill us. I'm no good. And I was like, And I hurt still, you know, the knife fell on the ground because I'm bleeding. I'm like, no, that hurts too much.
Right.
So I'm glad I kind of chickened out. But then I got to no place. I'm like, okay, no, nobody cares. I'm just going to kill myself. And again, it's those voices in your head. And so I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. So I go to the top story of the house and I open up the window and I put my foot on the window ledge. And I'm like, you know, see, I'm just going to jump out because that way I can't change. I mean, you know, once you jump, you can't change your mind. So it's all right. Nobody cares. And I'm but I made one mistake. I was holding on to the windows and my foot on the ledge and I peeked down. And I was like, whoa. It's like, man, if I jump, I'll splash to pieces. And so anyway, I took it down.
Thank God you did that. Thank God you looped off the windowsill and went, oh, I'm going to splash the piece. Wow, look how God was protecting you in the midst of this. You know, this is really huge. The voices in the head, the lies that swirl around. Nobody loves you. You're a nothing. You're a loser. You're rejected. Nobody likes you. Nobody cares about you. Just kill yourself.
You're ugly. You're fat.
You're ugly. You're
stupid.
Dumb. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So how did, tell us the next steps. I mean, the story is just riveting. How did you begin to beat the bullies in your head? Tell us what happened.
Well, my, you know, I jokingly tell people, I said, I had a Popeye moment, you know, and I would get beat up in school all the time. And I'd get chased home from, you know, the bullies would chase me home. And, you know, and after a while, I got to a place where I was like, I just got tired of it. You know, I was watching Popeye back, you know, the younger kids may not remember, but this guy back then, Popeye, he was kind of skinny guy and he had this spinach. And when he eat the spinach, all of a sudden muscles would pop out, right? But this guy, big old guy, Brutus, the bully, right? And so Popeye would say, I stands all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. You know, he'd eat his spinach and then get these muscles and beat him up, right? And so I was like, And I'm like, man, I'm just tired of this. I'm sick and tired of getting beat up all the time and being a nobody and being told I'm no good and feeling, I'm just, you know, and I made a decision. And then without really realizing that I made a declaration, like this, no, this is going to change. I had enough of this. Enough is enough. See, here's what I'm telling some of you, the same energy that I was using to try to kill myself, I flipped it and the same energy now is like, what can I do? I'm gonna learn how to protect myself. I'm gonna learn how to overcome this. And my mom won a free month of karate lessons. It was Shotokan karate. And I have all these four brothers at the time. None of them were interested. I'm the only one who went and watched. And her free month ran out and she started paying her money every month because she started getting better and better and better until 1 month. You know, unfortunately, her and her boyfriend got in a physical fight, and my mom, my 5-for-1 mom, knocked out this 6-for-1 guy. And I don't ever see somebody knocked out, but they kind of twitch like he's laying on the ground. I looked at my brother Ronald, like Lonnie. I looked the guy on the ground. I said, "Man, whatever you do, don't mess with my mama. My mama's bad, man. My mama." I was like, "Man, if the martial arts could do this for my mom, man, it could work for me." And so
that's right.
Yeah, I got started in martial arts. I just wanted to learn to fight. I just wanted self-discipline. They said, no. We first have to teach you self-discipline before we can teach you self-defense. I'm like, no. I just want to learn how to fight. And it's like, but if we teach you how to fight without the self-discipline, you'll be like an uncontrollable weapon. You'll hurt yourself and others. Mm. And so I was like, okay, I want to learn how to protect myself so bad. Teach me whatever else you got to teach me. And the self-discipline is what changed my life. See, watch this. I had an undisciplined mind and I was allowing myself to think on all the negative stuff instead of on purpose. Matter of fact, I got this powerful thing. It's called attack or be invaded. So if you don't attack with the positive, you'll be invaded with the negative. And since I wasn't attacking, I was always being invaded. Right.
Right.
And the martial arts, like if you're in a situation, you know, once they taught you, you got discipline, they taught you how to fight and they would teach you that, hey, if you can read the situation and if they're about to get you, you got to attack first, because when you attack first, that pulls down their energy level. If they attack, that pulls you back. And if, you know, you step back. So I had to learn to start attacking. And so I had to learn to start attacking my own brain with positivity so I wouldn't be invaded with negativity. I had to start attacking with God esteem so I wouldn't be invaded with low esteem. And so I don't even talk about self-esteem, because self-esteem is based on you. And when you're doing good, self-esteem is high. When you're not doing good, it's low. But God esteem means when I realize who I am, that God was willing to give his own son to die for me. Like, I don't know if you've ever dropped something in the toilet, but you just flush the commode. But guess what? But if it's one of those $800 pens,
right, you got a problem.
Hey, like, I'd be like, baby, can you come and help me? But anyway, but here's what I'm saying. When man fell into sin, God could have just flushed us all down. But he said, you know what? I'm going down inside the muck and mire, and I'm going to bring them out. I'm going down. So he sent his own son to go down in and bring. That's how important you are. God could have just remade a whole nother race. He said, no, I want to redeem. I'm going in down in that nasty commode, that muck and mire, and I'm going to bring them out. That's how important we are. And so I had to learn to start thinking stuff like that instead of, well, I'm no good, and my dad left, and he don't care, and the society did this, and they don't care, and they don't care, and this stuff. And I had to replace that. And that's why I love what you're doing, because you're bringing people on the show. And you're exposing people, because usually what you see on the news is all negative. It's leaving your mind. And what you see on social media is leaving all this stuff in your mind. You know, my 17-year-old, he told me not long ago, he just turned 18 now, but he said he got off social media because he said, when I'm on social media, it's like my mind is frenzy and everything. He said, now I feel more peace and more calm. And I'm like, wow, he did that on his own.
No, he did. That's amazing that he did that. You know, and I want to touch on something. This is a diamond moment where you were just talking about, because you made a choice to change the direction and the energy of what you were feeding your mind. And that was an active choice to do that. And so I want to encourage you today, who you're listening, that if you're in this place, you have a choice. You can make a choice, make the choice to begin to change what you're speaking. But it starts with that decision. You know, like you talked about Popeye, you know, he was, when he ate his spinach, he got big, strong muscles and he could beat up Bruto, right? And so we have to feed our brain the spinach. And the spinach is knowing who you are in God. And it's also choosing to speak the truth, which is you are created in God's image. You are great. You are amazing. And you are loved. So this is just so powerful. And that your son came to that conclusion about social media himself, that's huge, especially as a teenager.
But here's something that's huge as well. I had to learn a lesson called forgiveness. I had to forgive life. I had to forgive those teenagers. And I even had to forgive myself. And, you know, it's amazing how some of us, especially if you're type A driven, you know, a lot of guys, when they come up without their dad, they end up being a type A driven, like they're going to
prove. Right.
But I had to forgive myself. But here's one of the things that helped me, though. I had to realize that hurt people who haven't been healed hurt people. So these teenagers, they were hurt. And they had never been healed. And so all they know is to hurt other people. All they know is to be that way. And if everybody does that, we just keep hurting each other and hurting and hurting and hurting. And so it dawned on me, number one, hurt people who haven't been healed, they hurt people. So those bullies picking on you, they're picking on you because they're scared. They're picking on you because they're insecure. They're picking on you because one of my mentors told me, if you want people to get after you, do three things. Have more, know more, and do more. He said, they're going to get after you. So it's called haters. Write this down. H-A-T-E-R-S. Having animosity toward everyone reaching success. Ooh, let me say that again.
Oh, that's good.
Having animosity toward everyone reaching success. So here's what I call a Dr. Breakthroughism, a.k.a. writer downer. So listen carefully now. Weak people hate. Average people speculate. But the great celebrate. So great people will find and celebrate you. See, average people speculate, well, I wonder what, and weak people, they just hate. So no, hate, having animosity toward everyone reaching success. So listen carefully. You wonder sometimes, why are these people picking on you? Like I was wondering, like, I don't even know them. They don't know. I have never done anything wrong to them. Here's why. Your spirit irritates their demons. Ooh, let me say it again. Ooh. I said, your spirit. See, you got a spirit of excellence. You got a spirit of wanting to be. Your spirit irritates their demons. And so it's a whole lot deeper than you know. So first of all, learning the martial arts helped me to be secure in who I am. And here's what I found out. It's like a dog. If you're afraid, a dog will attack because of your fear. Watch this now. When I learned self-defense and how to defend myself, and now I could beat and protect myself, nobody was picking on me then. It's like,
wow.
Whoa. So I was it was me. I had to take responsibility. By the way, this is tough, but you got to get it. It takes one person, one decision, or one action to change your life forever. And sometimes You have to be that person. You have to decide and you must take action. But right now, this show, she's bringing people on to encourage you. And if you're listening to me today, my friend, here's what you got to understand. If God did something for somebody, he can do it for anybody, but he didn't make you an anybody. He made you a somebody. So if I could break through the bullying, if I could break through the I'm no good, if I could break through that, you can break through it too. And one of the things was learning the self-discipline. I thought I needed the self-defense, but really I needed the self-discipline because I was allowing myself to walk in fear. And these bullies were reading and picking up on my fear. And in some cases, it was a spiritual battle because of my spirit. God had put an excellent spirit on me. He knew what he wanted to do to me. See, they can see you're headed for greatness and the devil's trying to take some of you out. And if the bullies can't do it, he'll talk to you to get you to do like I tried to do to try to commit suicide. But if I'd have committed suicide years ago, I would have never lived long enough to become a 10th degree black belt champion. I retired years ago, heavyweight champion with Karate World Red. I would have never lived long enough to get voted into the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. I'd have never lived long enough to marry the woman of my dreams. And we have now 8 powerful, beautiful children. If I would have committed suicide, I would have never lived long enough to see all these people that I've been able to encourage. Last weekend, or weekend before, when you were at the event, we saw you there in Orlando, Florida. Some guy walking by is like, wait a minute, Grandmaster Dr. Stan Harris. And I'm like, wait a minute, who's calling me Grandmaster here at this hotel?
Right.
It's a guy from 27 years ago, from when I was the champ, and the tournaments, they started having them on Sunday. And I said, I'm not coming unless y'all let me speak and preach before the tournament begins. And so they would give me a quarter of the gym. And he was one of the ones that came and received the Lord and looked up to me as a role model. I would have never been a role model to somebody if I would have stayed down. And so listen, if you can't do it just for you, if you won't do it just for your family, do it for the future people whose lives will be changed and transformed. You are special. You got power in you. You can't see it sometimes. Other people see it. That's why they're afraid of you. That's why they're insecure. That's why they're scared. That's why they say, "Forget God, forgive those teenagers. God, I forgive life. Lord, I forgive myself." Because sometimes I was beating myself up saying, well, I should be better. I should be this. And this is not cursing, but stop shooting all over yourself. But anyway, let me be quiet and let you talk.
No. I'm just letting you go because you're preaching right now and the Spirit of God is talking through you. And this message, this is exactly what needs to be heard. But I liked what you said. We also have to take responsibility. And that's also the first step. And I also love what you said. You know, the dogs can smell fear on you and then they'll attack you. And so when we get rid of that fear, when we understand, we start to believe the truth about ourselves, we start to build that confidence that knows from who, believing the truth of what God says about you, that changes your frequency. It changes your energy. And that is what's going to bring changes. And you also hit on something else, that when you did that, they stopped picking on you.
Well, let me say this. I got in a fight almost, or got chased home almost every day. Once I got good, nobody bothered me. There was a different aura about me. See,
right.
It's like Jesus in the garden. Peter's scared to death. So he's trying to, people say he cut his ear off. Yeah, but I think he was trying to cut the guy's head off and the guy ducked and got here. But Peter's interested. And so Jesus said, hey, put up your sword. See, Jesus said, look, with one little finger, I can turn this whole thing upside down if I wanted to. So when you know what you can do, which by the way, I originally started in Ishinru Karate, Japanese style. Once you get to be a fifth degree or master, you can start your own. I started my own style, Crescendo, Christian form of martial arts. Jesus was so secure in who he was, he didn't have to try to do all this stuff. And so here's what I found out. When I was insecure, everybody were picking up on my insecurity. And so they said, we can get him. Even thieves can pick up on who to mess with a lot of times. There's a way you talk. There's a way you handle yourself. And by the way, I also went through self-discipline, learned in some places I don't go. And if needs be, I have to take a stance. So here's what I'm saying. When I didn't know how to fight, when I didn't know how to protect myself, I was getting beat up all the time. When I learned how to fight and could protect myself, people would leave me alone. Now, there was a time I was out in Chicago and 5 guys decided to jump me. I was actually out witnessing the people on the streets. And 5 guys decided to jump me. And I was like, no, guys, I said, excuse me, I'm a preacher, but I'm not just a preacher. I'm a martial artist. And they were like, yeah, right. Everybody supposedly knows this karate. I said, I don't know about everybody else to know about me. Well, they didn't believe me. So I felt like they wanted a free demonstration. So 5 minutes later, all 5 of them was laying on the ground. And by the way, I took my Bible and showed them about how God can save them. Three of them got saved and came on my bus to church the next day. Now, I'm not advocating, but I'm saying if you have to, sometimes, like the Bible says, some of them, it says, with fear, pulling them out of the fire. So how do you, let's practically talk this now. How do you get rid of your fear? Well, you don't always get rid of your fear. Sometimes fear is courage that said his prayers, and you can exchange fear for faith. And that is having the faith, get this now, having the faith and understanding. And by the way, acronym for faith, F-A-I-T-H, fully anticipating it to happen. So I'm practicing the martial arts. I'm fully anticipating I'm going to be real good one day. I'm going to be there. I'm working on my discipline in my mind. I'm not just allowing anything to come in my mind. And when something comes into my mind, it's not positive or negative. I'm like, stop. See, here's what you got to understand. It's not your thought. That thing that's telling you to kill yourself, that's not your thought unless you start embracing it and then you start thinking it. No, Satan can send thoughts in your mind just like God can send thoughts to your mind. And so what I learned to do is when those good thoughts came from God, I learned to entertain those. And when the bad thoughts come, I learned to say, nope, I'm putting that down. And so I say this real quick. Unsuccessful people, they always doubt their beliefs. This is off the topic, but this is good. Unsuccessful people doubt their beliefs, but then they believe their doubts. I said, unsuccessful people, they doubt their beliefs, then they believe their doubts. Successful people, we doubt our doubts, and then we believe our beliefs. So get you some beliefs and believe like the Bible teaches, you are more than an overcomer. Overcomer doesn't mean you won't have any problems. It means you have the power to overcome everything that comes against you. So when problems come my way, instead of just laying down before, like, oh, man. Now I'm like, oh, no. You done messed with the wrong brother this time. I'm not.
That's right.
And sometimes being around somebody or hearing things like this, that's why you got to be tuning in, because our greatest desire is to be around someone or a group of someone who can empower us to be, to do, and have what we secretly know we can become and achieve. I love what's behind you there. The only difference between a piece of coal and a diamond is the diamond is a piece of coal who endured the pain and the test of time. And so that the bad stuff that's happening to you, literally, it can be fuel that can be turned around. But listen, you got to start saying to yourself every day, I am loved by God. And if God is for me, I'm not going to allow, okay, wait. Les Brown and I were speaking. He said, don't allow other people's negative opinion of you to become your reality. I was like, wow, that's good. I said, but Les, I got something better. He said, what? I said, only allow God's opinion of you to become your reality. And God thinks you're an overcomer. God says you're more than a conqueror. You are somebody. By the way, you're a masterpiece because you're a piece of the master. You're a product of the master, and you're the priority of the master.
Wow, that is so good. Okay. So tell everyone the website that they can go to find you. And also, I encourage you again, go to and do this 21-day challenge that Dr. Breakthrough has. I've been doing it. And let me tell you, it has been powerful for me, because areas of breakthrough I've been needing is to break through doing Facebook Lives. I know it might sound stupid, but it's for me, it's been very challenging. So that's been my thing. And because of that, you know, like day three, Dr. Breakthrough talks about on the other side of your comfort zone is your breakthrough. So tell them the website to go to.
Yes, you can go to www.thegreatbreakthrough.com. Thegreatbreakthrough.com. Please don't put it in the Google search. Put it up in the web browser. It'll take you to a website and say The Great Discovery. Just click on courses and you can see that 21-day breakthrough challenge, which is 21 3 to 5 minute messages. Listen, you are guaranteed to get one or more breakthroughs in 21 days or less. So I took the 21 main things that took me from being a mess, from being bullied, to becoming a master and a grandmaster in martial arts. And I broke those 21 things down into everyday 3 to 5 minute practical videos. And it's spiritually, scientifically proven. So again, that thegreatbreakthrough.com, thegreatbreakthrough.com, you'll see The Great Discovery there, and you can do that. Now, my regular website is just drbreakthrough.com, D-R-Break, B-R-E-A-K, through T-H-R-O-U-G-S, U-G-H. But I want you, I give you all an assignment. I want you to call this number. It's a 24/7 breakthrough hotline. You just need to call it to listen. I promise you, it'll encourage you, and especially times of discouragement. I mean, one time, sis, I called this number myself. So
I love it.
So 717-275-3508. Again, area code 717-275-3508. You can call that 24/7, 717-275-3508. And I promise you, you'll hear something that'll encourage you, it'll lift you up. And I want you to know something. I believe in you. Because Joanna, when I didn't believe in me, God had people like you that would see something in me and they believed in me. I didn't think I could do things. They thought I could. And I would give it a shot just because they believed I could do it. And I was shocked when it worked. And then one day I was like, why don't I just go ahead and believe in my own self or believe in the God who's in me? By the way, I said to myself one day, why do I hate myself? If God loves me and he's perfect, he knows me better than I do. If he loves me, why am I not loving me? And I started loving myself. And listen, when I didn't like myself, nobody else liked me. When I started liking myself, other people started liking me. When I started liking my speaking, other people started liking my speaking. So here's one of the things I'm going to tell you. Your self-image is very important because most people view you the way you view yourself. And Numbers 13, I think it's 33, it says we were as grasshoppers in their sight. So we were in grasshoppers in our sight. So we were in their sight. So in other words, the way you see yourself is the way others see you. So it's an inside job. You got to, it's hard. I know. I want to help you. Take this 21-day breakthrough challenge. It'll help you. But if not, at least call the number 717-275-3508 and let that start getting inside. Because my friend, I'm telling you, you were meant to be someone special because you were made by God himself. And when he made you, he stepped back and said, it's good.
Dr. Breakthrough, let's share a final principle to help our listener with what they, with the tool that they can use right now.
Okay. Real simple is learn to get competent. See, confidence comes from being competent. So if you notice my story, as I got better in the martial arts, it boosted my confidence. Why? Because I became very competent. But here's the danger. You have to understand this. You got to be committed. Now, this is a Dr. Breakthroughism, AKA writer downer. You got to be committed to the process of being bad or feeling bad for as long as it takes to get good. Let me say it again. You got to be committed to the process of being bad or feeling bad for as long as it takes to get good. But once you get good, that means you have a competence level. And when you have a competence level, you have a confidence level. And when your confidence goes up, now, my friend, that helps to insulate you. So that's something. So whatever it is you love to do, my friend, do it and do it well. And the better you get at it, the more confidence you're going to have. That confidence exudes a whole nother type of energy.
That's really good. I really like that. So what he just said is be okay with being, you know, not so great at something right now. That's okay. Be in that place. But then you're going to work to get out of that place, to get competent. And at the more competent that you get, the more confidence you're going to have. And then you're going to exude that different energy that's going to have a complete different reaction of people towards you. That is powerful. That is a great practical tool and a great insight to share. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. So remember, every master was once a mess. Therefore, every mess can one day be a master. So as bad as you think you are now, I probably was worse. And if somebody you look up to, they probably were. Sometimes powerful people don't always unveil and pull back the cover and let you see their scars. But believe me, we all were a mess. So let that encourage you because, my friend, you're not really a mess. You're what I call a master in the making as long as you're making progress.
Let's close in prayer. Take us home with prayer and let's pray for our friend who's listening and watching right now.
Father, I pray right now for that young person, Lord, or even the parent that's listening that says, I have a young person going through. Lord, let them know they can go through and they can break through. They may feel broken down now, but Lord, you are the rebuilder. And so I pray right now for encouragement. I pray, Holy Spirit, you're the great comforter. I pray for comfort right now. I send it through this podcast to the brokenhearted, to the down and outer, to that person, dear God, that just doesn't see a way out. May you touch their spirit and bring light into their darkness. I pray for their breakthrough. I pray, oh God, that you will show yourself strong as only you can do. We'll ask you this claiming the blood in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Walk in your breakthrough.
That's right. Amen. Walk in your breakthrough, guys. Well, I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. And remember, sharing is caring. Please share this with everyone that you know, because this message needs to be heard. We have so many kids who are hurting and they need to be encouraged and be empowered to make changes. Because if Dr. Breakthrough could do it, they can do it too. So God bless you, and we'll see you in the next
episode. Thank you for listening to Reveal the Diamond Within podcast. If you're blessed by today's message, rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen. Help us spread the gospel. Visit me at virtualchurchmedia.com. God bless you, and we'll see you in the next session.